right, let's shift gears here now and talk about electronic medical records, or EMRs. They're back in the news because of that global malware attack that hit many hospitals late last week. The malware, called WannaCry, revealed fundamental vulnerabilities in many EMR systems. But if you asked many Massachusetts doctors, they'd probably tell you that they've long had even deeper concerns about electronic medical records, mainly that they can put data collection over actual doctoring. That's how I put it after I read a recent Common Health post. Carrie Goldberg is host of WBR's Common Health blog, and she's here to tell us more. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna. And yes, this WannaCry ransomware is causing lots of problems right now, but please forgive me for this one. Clunky electronic medical records have been making doctors and nurses WannaCry for years now.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know I love a good pun. As much as anyone else, but on a more serious note, what are the doctor's concerns?
Well, so here's one of the most powerful lines in this Common Health post on the topic that went really viral this weekend. It was written by three leading Boston-based doctors, and they write, EMRs were supposed to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of healthcare and provide instant access to vital patient information. Instead, EMRs have become the bane of doctors and nurses everywhere. They are the medical equivalent of texting while driving, sucking the soul out of the practice of medicine while failing to improve care.
So they are not mincing their words.
They are not. Now, Meghna, we've all probably had the experience by now of talking to a doctor who's checking boxes and working on some sort of computer as part of our visit, right?
Yeah, in fact, my doctor and also my kid's pediatrician, they use a person, a scribe, to do that.
Yeah. So one of the commenters on this Common Health post included a sample dialogue of what it's like to work with a bad electronic medical record system. And I thought you and I might act it out to give
okay.
listeners a sense. Okay, so you be the patient, I'll be the medical assistant who's using or trying to use the system. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Meghna, why are you here?
I need refills on my medications. I ran out months ago, but, you know, life, I haven't been able to get in before now, and they won't authorize a refill by phone because my primary care doctor left the practice.
Okay, I'm looking at my computer, not at you. So are you still taking, simvastatin to lower your cholesterol?
No, I ran out months ago, and I need a new prescription to refill it.
Okay, so I'm looking at a box, and I'm clicking it, click. Okay, are you still taking lisinopril to lower your blood pressure?
No, like I said, I ran out months ago. I am here because I need to get the refill.
Okay, click. I'm looking at the box. Okay, are you still taking the triptan for your migraines?
I am going to need one after this appointment, but I don't have any left. My refills ran out.
Okay, so is that a no?
Right. I am not taking it now because I do not have any refills left.
Okay, so then I click no, and I leave the room, and now the doctor arrives. So now I'm being the doctor. Meghna, why are you here today?
And I am holding my hands up against my temples. I am completely out of refills on all my medications, doctor. I need new prescriptions for the refill.
Okay, I'm looking at the screen, not you. What medications are you talking about? I don't see that you are currently taking any medications.
Okay, Carrie, I get it. Even just the role playing. It's fake, but it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So I see the problem.
It's
but about electronic medical records, I mean, we should point out that they exist for good reasons. There's
yes.
a 2009 federal law that pushed EMRs because, honestly, it's just ridiculous to rely on paper in the 21st century. And that, you know,
right.
that the EMRs, they've created a whole other industry around them.
And there's no villains here.
There's
really.
No villains here.
Right.
But apparently the doctors in your post, in the Common Health post, said it's, again, sucking the soul out of medicine and failing to improve the quality of care.
Right. So they're arguing that these systems are often bad for care because good diagnosis and treatment means listening to patients with undivided attention and not scrolling through endless multiple choice questions where you check off answers in boxes. One of the editorial's authors, Dr. Vikas Saini, he's the president of the Lowen Institute. He describes this really hard emotional landscape among many doctors and other healthcare staffers who spend their days looking at screens instead of patients.
Their emotions are really one of either quiet rage or just bleak resignation or just a general sense that, you know, this is not what they went into medicine to do, and a real sense of almost betrayal or loss of meaning.
So I don't know about you, but I do not want my doctors and nurses full of quiet rage.
No. And that's a serious response.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Okay,
yeah.
But Carrie, the genie is out of the bottle on this,
mm-hmm.
though. I
yep.
mean, some of the biggest hospitals in Boston have been shifting to new electronic medical record systems, and just to be clear, nobody's advocating for a return to paper, right?
No, no one's saying go back to paper. And the doctors who wrote this post aren't arguing for that at all. Here's Dr. John Levinson. He's a Massachusetts General Hospital cardiologist and IT expert, by the way. And he co-authored this Common Health piece. And he was an early adopter of electronic medical records.
In my view, computing is absolutely key to the future of healthcare. But what we are doing now is not medical computing. And the systems that are being forced on physicians to use in 2017 are not electronic medical records. They are management tools which interfere with medical care.
And management tools, by the way, particularly for billing, among other things.
Okay, but about this point that's come up a couple times about it interferes with medical care. I mean, on the other hand, electronic medical records were supposed to do things like better record portability
yep.
from office to hospital, increase safety. They're supposed to be lead to improvements in the totality of care, regardless of who your doctor is. And an ideal world is supposed to save money, too, in the long
Ideally.
Run, right?
Yep.
So maybe these things will all happen someday. But for now, I mean, what are doctors suggesting be done?
Well, so the three doctors who wrote this editorial, they also include Dr. Bruce Price, who's the chief of neurology at McLean Hospital. They're issuing kind of a call to action that there be town meetings and public discussions about how problematic these systems are and how to make them better. And in particular, how to change the 2009 federal law that you mentioned that has created or contributed to these problems. So here's Dr. Saini again.
When large healthcare organizations like we have in this town spend billions of dollars for this kind of a product, that's really scandalous, especially when the end user has the experience that they're having.
So I asked him what we can do as patients.
I'm not sure what patients can do on their own, certainly not in isolation, although I've heard that a few fairly large donors have been asking what they can do, which is a nice gesture. But the reality is, I think we have to band together.
And Meghna, Dr. Saini is the co-chair of the Right Care Alliance, a new national movement of activists working inside healthcare and with patients to put on pressure and to find ways to solve big, messy problems like this in our healthcare system.
Absolutely. No shortage of such problems.
Afraid not.
But I keep coming back to the soul-crushing nature of this and the impact it can have on actual care.
Well,
yes,
most
important. Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to the post, Death by a Thousand Clicks, at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thank you.
Welcome.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.